WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the nation, saying he loves his job, but he loves his country more. And that's why he decided to forego his reelection campaign.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think it's more important than any title.
ABC's Rick Klein was in the Oval Office when the speech was delivered.
Inside the room, it was emotional and intimate. Family members dialed in intensely to what the president was saying, because to them, the president isn't the president. He's their father or their grandfather or their husband. And it was powerful to watch their reaction.
Donald Trump called the speech barely understandable. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet separately with both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris today. Tomorrow, he will fly to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. Andy Murray has pulled out of the Olympics, citing continued injuries. Murray has twice won the gold medal in tennis at the Games. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An attempted traffic stop that happened late Tuesday night led to a manhunt for a suspect who is thought to be armed and dangerous. According to a news release from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, a Sauk Prairie police officer attempted to stop a red minivan suspected of being driven by an intoxicated driver around 11 p.m. That vehicle drove away, driving recklessly at high speeds on Highway 78. A few minutes later, a Sauk County deputy spotted the minivan on Highway 113 near County Road DL and followed it toward Baraboo. Stop sticks were used southeast of Baraboo on Highway 113 and Water Street near Manchester Road, but the vehicle avoided them and continued north at high speeds, eventually crashing a short distance later. As deputies arrived at the crash scene, the male driver fired gunshots at them before running into a wooded area. One deputy suffered a minor injury during that incident. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, who has yet to be located. Miller is described as a white man with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He has ties to the Sauk and Juneau County areas. If anyone has information regarding Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or the Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from now right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. Warm and humid. Highs in the mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55. 99.7.
Thank you so much for spending your Friday Eve with us. Just about another weekend. Oh, it feels pretty darn good when you think about it, doesn't it? We love a good weekend. It's Hall & Oates now on Max FM.
What I want.
99.7 Max FM.
From the movie Flashdance, there is Michael Cimbello. That is Maniac, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, Maddie, but I have to confess that sometimes it is a little difficult to be a steel worker by day and a dancer by night. Now, I'm just going to say, there's so many people that say, but, you know, you make it look so easy. But,
right.
You know, sometimes just lifting your arm to get that bucket full of water to splash down on you
it's
and pull the
stuff.
Chain and everything, it gets a little tiring, you know.
It can,
but other than
totally
that, I'm doing
that.
Great.
Well, that's good. That's good. It also, you know, doesn't help when you have to be like an icon because you dump that bucket of water over yourself all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you appear everywhere at this point. People have tried to emulate you for years and years, right? So that's a lot to live up to every single day. I can see where that would be a little exhausting. How's it going today? Anything new and exciting happening?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a really nice day. It was pretty low key, but wow, we had the usual violin lessons in the afternoon for Phoenix. He had a friend come over. I'm putting friend in air quotes because I'm not sure. Might be a little bit more than a friend, but that's kind of new and different. You know that road pretty well. And then had the most amazing homemade pizza last night.
Oh,
wow.
Wow,
it was so good.
That sounds really good. We had kind of a laid back day. It was supposed to be a lot busier than it was. Dexter had his normal drum lesson, which, as I've said before, I love that he goes to drums, and they usually, he and his instructor end up having this philosophical conversations. I've said this before, and I'm totally cool with it. I just think it's hilarious that I pay for about 10 minutes worth of actual drumming and 20 minutes worth of discussion. That's what I pay for every single month.
And it's not even discussion about drumming, is it?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's other stuff. Yesterday, it was not anything about drumming. It was, well, kind of it was. It was a little bit about how creative drumming is a lot different than marching band drumming and all of that. So, yeah, they got into that subject, but then they always like kind of veer off into a whole different direction. So I appreciate that I, you know, pay for 20 minutes of conversation. That's awesome stuff. You know what, though? It's so good for Dexter, and Nathan has become such an important part of his life that it, you know, at first I was always kind of like, why am I paying for drums? And now it's just kind of like, you know what? Nathan is Nathan, and he, again, is so important to Dexter. So I think it's awesome he has somebody he can have those conversations with. So I'm cool with it, you know, until he gets to a jam and I'm like, do you know your song? No, we had too many talks. I was like, okay, cool. You know, he's like, I'll figure it out as I go, because that's where he's at in drumming. If he doesn't really know the song all that well, but he's got it down to the basics, he just improvises along the way. That's where he's at drumming at this point. So so at least he's got that going for him. At least he can improvise, and he's a quick thinker on his feet. So that helps him out in many, many situations, not just drumming. And then he did have a teeth cleaning yesterday, so that was very exciting for him. Now, he's been waiting for this teeth cleaning since January. Dexter is not one of those people who loves to go to the dentist, but
most
he loves,
people are not. Yeah.
Right? But he loves the fact that when he comes out from a teeth cleaning, everything is fresh, everything's white. I mean, he's very conscious of these things. And so he was very excited to be at the dentist yesterday. He's like, my dentist and the hygienist are very nice people. I just don't want to see them very often. I said, yep, that's a very mature attitude to take into the world. Yes, I can totally understand that.
He appreciates the benefit of
visiting,
but at the same time, not your favorite thing to do.
It's a very adult thing to come around to, because nobody really, I've said this before, nobody really loves going to the dentist. We may love our dentist and the staff at the office a lot, but nobody really loves to be there. Nobody's like, woohoo, I'm going to the dentist today. Nobody says that. Nobody. Mm. But I can always appreciate really awesome, kind people. So I can get behind his sentiment for sure. And then we were going to, you know, stick around in Baraboo yesterday and then make our way to Madison for his taekwondo, his general class that he takes. He looked at me and he's like, I'm kind of over the general classes. I want to do two advanced classes this week. So can we go tomorrow? You know, if my kid says, let's go home and put our jammies back on, I'm cool. I'm not going to argue with him, Finn. I'm not going to be like, no, you're going tonight. I was like, that's fine. Yeah, we can do that totally. Because again, I got to put my jammies back on. So it was good stuff.
Bonus for you.
Exactly. We had lunch out yesterday, just the two of us, which we do randomly. You know, sometimes he'll look at me and he'll be like, how about lunch? I'll be like, sure. And then that's pretty much where it leads. I mean, you know, there's no beating around the bush with Dexter. You just know exactly where you're at. But That was pretty much our day in a nutshell. And then Corey came home late last night and we were looking at Airbnbs because we're going to be going to Chicago for the DNC, because obviously Civic Broadcasting is going to be doing all of their shows from the DNC in August. I'll be doing my morning show from the Airbnb in August during that week. Also cool. Signed up to be a bit of a volunteer over at the DNC. So I'm a little excited about that. And we have to find an Airbnb now. But here's the catch. It's not just Corey and myself. Dexter's going because, well, no parent's stupid enough to leave their teenager home for a week by themselves. Right. And then it turns out that Max got an excused absence from school because school starts that week for him. And they were like, if you're actually doing real audio and real tech work at a real live event, then cool, you go. So he's actually going to be joining us. Then, of course, Aspen's going to be coming with us. So now we need like a more than just two bedrooms. Now we need like space, and it's got to come.
You need a house, is what you need.
We do. And let me tell you, it's going to be very busy in Chicago that week if you just go by what's available for places to stay, because it's getting a little crazy. So we've got to get that narrowed down. So we spent basically 2 hours doing that last night, and my husband. Oh, gosh, the man is good at so many things. He really, truly is. Making decisions, not
his forte.
Not so much. So, you know, he always says to me, go ahead and you find a bunch of Airbnbs that you like and then send me the links. So I do that. And I don't just do this willy-nilly. I know exactly how busy it's going to be. I know where the perimeters are going to be set for the DNC. It's going to be hard to get around. It's also Chicago. So you have the rest of the traffic just for daily life on top of all of that. So we also need an area that's a little walkable because we might be walking back and forth some if we get close enough. Dexter wants a place where if we're all out during the day, he can put the dog in her kennel and he can go get some coffee, go get himself some lunch, and then come back to the Airbnb. So it's got to be fairly safe as well, right? So I know all these things. We need some parking. We need an area that's good for Aspen to walk around and do her thing. So I know what the criteria is here. Like I've done this a time or two. So I find all of these Airbnb listings all within, 10 minutes of the United Center where the DNC is going to be held. Cool. And he poo-poos them all. They're not good enough. There's some reason why we can't book those.
What are the reasons? What are some of the reasons why
I don't really know. I think it's because I found them and he didn't. I think that's exactly what it is, that they were my picks, not his.
Uh-huh. Even but he told you to.
Right?
Right?
Right. I know. It's very confusing. So after 2 hours, finally, I looked at him and I said, just book something. I'm going to bed, which is normally how these things end up for us. That's normally how it ends up. I spend time doing what I'm told to do. I do what I'm told to do, which is a rare feat in our house, me doing what I'm told to do. And I send him the links just like he wants. He gets mad at me for sending him links because now I'm bombarding his chat and his text line. So I back off on that. And then I finally send him everything. He goes through them. He poo-poos all my ideas. And at the end of it, we always end up staying where he wants to stay anyway. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I don't even know why I'm involved at all. Just go find something yourself, because this is how it always ends up. But it gives me something to do with all my spare time, I guess.
After you've wasted all that energy on trying to find the perfect B&B.
Yeah. Right? But it's okay. It's all right. Well, we always end up staying in really great places with great accommodations that are usually really awesome for either just the two of us or for, you know, the whole fam with Aspen along. So we'll see how it all ends up. But, you know, and I said to him, I said, just so we don't have to pack so much, it'd be really great if we had a washer and dryer, which is not anything that has to be done. It's just kind of nice because then you can just take some mix and match stuff for clothing and just throw in a load here and there and you still have clean clothes. You know, you got to have clean underoos when you're doing these things. And so I was like, if it doesn't work, that's fine. I'll just pack enough. And so then I was stressed him all out when I said that. Oh, now I have to have a washer and dryer. And I was like, No. You heard washer and dryer. You didn't hear the rest of what I said about it, apparently. It's not a prerequisite. It would be a nice perk, but it's not a prerequisite. So calm down. Just calm down. Oh, my gosh. Then the best part is he was all excited. He thought he had the perfect Airbnb, thought it was the place. I said, did you check the pet policy? Oh, it's fine. It says pets are allowed. I said, did you check the pet policy?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the link because he had sent it to me. Pets must be under 20 pounds. I'm like, there is no way you are passing Aspen off for under 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. I said, she is like a little moose when she comes running at you. Not a big girl, but she's a strong girl, very sturdy girl, and you're not passing her off for under 20 pounds. I was like, next, I said, you have to read all the fine print. See, all of my listings had all of this covered. If he would have just looked at them a
right.
little closer.
This is all the stuff that you have perused through. You have, yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's just the plight of being married. These are the things that happen sometimes when you're married, right?
I feel the pain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So there were a couple entertainment headlines I wanted to get to here this morning, and a couple of them are kind of interesting. So, you know, remember way back in 2021 when the Facts of Life did an episode? Called it an episode, but it was actually a special live before a studio audience, and it starred Jennifer Aniston, Gabrielle Union, Kevin Hart, Jon Stewart, Catherine Hahn. There was a whole list of celebrities that were involved with this, right? Because Facts of Life, it was such a great show, and it shaped a lot of stuff for so many of us over the years. Mm-hmm. And it also proved how popular the show was, and basically still is. The late Norman Lear got such great feedback that he actually contacted the original cast after that Facts of Life episode about possibly bringing the show back. Now, Mindy Cohn, who we all know as Natalie on The Facts of Life, says that there were Zoom meetings, there was even a writer that was hired, but then a quote-unquote greedy B-word in the cast ruined everything.
Uh-oh.
Now, Mindy says...
Who was it? Was it Tootie, Blair, or Joe?
Hold on. So right. Mindy says that this person went behind everyone's backs and tried to make a separate deal for a spinoff just for herself. She says the other girls were devastated. The reunion show of any sort is dead in the water now, and so is what she calls a 40-year sisterhood between the girls. She said, quote, a couple of people can't move past it, don't want to move past it. We are not as united. Let me put it that way. We were united for 40 years, and this kind of wrecked that, which is sad, really sad. Now, Mindy herself did not name the guilty party. She did suggest, though, that you can figure it out if you go over to her Instagram to see who she hangs out with and who she doesn't. So I did a little investigating, Finn. I went over to Natalie's.
Yes. Yep.
So she doesn't really have a ton of pictures with a lot of the cast, but about 3-4 months ago, she wished Nancy McKeon a happy birthday. Of course, that was Joe on the show.
Yeah.
And then there was a picture from a couple of years ago of Mindy with Nancy and Kim Fields, which means, you know who's left out? Blair. Blair is nowhere on Mindy Cohn's social media feed, which would suggest that Lisa Welchel was the you-know-what who went behind everybody's back. So,
which also means it was a bit of typecasting, I guess, for Blair back in the day. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. Inside information about Facts of Life. But interesting stuff for sure.
They couldn't do the Friends thing where they all just got paid the same amount and just let it. I mean, isn't that how the Friends cast did it?
It sounds like that's what was supposed to happen. But Lisa Welchel decided that she needed a little something, something for herself. And let's face it, Blair was a great character. I don't know if she was everybody's favorite, though. I mean, maybe some people's, but I feel like she wasn't everybody's favorite. She was a little devious, a little on the snotty side on the show. Mm-hmm. And I think that people had other favorite characters. I don't know why Blair needed a spinoff. But
look, you take the good, you take the bad.
I guess so. I mean, give me a spinoff of Mrs. Garrett, and I'm there. Mrs. Garrett was the best. Everybody wanted Mrs. Garrett as like their mom, didn't they? Or like involved in some part of like their life, because Mrs. Garrett was just absolutely the best. Now, one of the other things that I thought was very interesting, and I came across this morning, Esquire magazine put out a list of the 50 best songs of the 1990s. And I'm probably not spoiling too much by telling you that number one on the list is Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, we could probably deduce that was on the list somewhere. Yeah. We'll probably play it here this morning just because if we're going to talk about it, we should definitely play Smells Like Teen Spirit. Right. And we don't get to play that very often here on Max FM. But I was going through the rest of the 15 and I won't name them all, but you got some, you got other songs on there like Fantasy by Mariah Carey, Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. You also have Cannonball by the Breeders, Supa Dupa Fly by Missy Elliott. That's on the list. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. That's another good one from the 90s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Juicy by Notorious B.I.G. Criminal by Fiona Apple. I never thought that would make like a best song of the 90s, but I love the song, so I'm down for that.
Yeah.
No Scrubs by TLC is on the list. And then, oh boy, Wonderwall by Oasis is also on the list.
Really? Okay.
Well, they've got an
agree
entire
to disagree.
List. Right? Yeah, I think the Beatles would probably definitely disagree on that.
Yeah.
But there is an entire list over at Esquire if you want to check it out. That's just some of the top 15. But I promise you here in the next few minutes, we're going to hear some Smells Like Teen Spirit because, well, I can and I want to. And if we're going to talk about it again, we must play Smells Like Teen Spirit
exactly.
on the morning show. Right?
Now, there's like maybe one or two on the list that either I don't remember or I'm not familiar with because
right.
in the 90s, I was all in on grunge.
I loved grunge.
I mean, so like Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains,
yes.
all of those bands, I was all in on. And so I didn't listen to a lot of the other stuff. I mean,
right.
you know, Mariah Carey, I'm familiar with that song, but that wasn't really on my radar at the time.
Fan. No, yeah. I was never a huge Mimi fan. Even when she was at the top of her game, I was not always the biggest Mariah Carey fan. Didn't dislike her. If I had a choice, though, she wasn't my go-to. Let's put it like that.
Unless you're talking about Glitter, which is one of the most enjoyable bad movies of all time.
You know, we're just always going to love that movie because it was so bad, right? Like, you can be a cult classic for other reasons than being good and funny.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes things are just so bad, it's like a train wreck where you can't look away and you must see this out till the very, very end. That's how I feel like Glitter and Geely were, both of
two
movies.
Yeah. For all those people that say, oh, well, Plan 9 from Outer Space is the worst movie of all time, I always say, have you seen Glitter?
Right?
Or
exactly.
Geely?
Yes. Those are two of the right there at the top of the list for sure. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Kind of a pleasant start to the morning. A little fog out there. We've gotten some reports that it's a little thick in some places, so take it easy. Right here at Goose Poop Pond. It's a little thick this morning. Can't even see across the water at this point.
Wow.
But warm and muggy now through the weekend is basically what we're going to have. In fact, today, once this fog lifts, lots of sunshine, 80 for a high today, down to 57 tonight. Some more sun tomorrow with a high near 81. Then on Saturday and Sunday, warm and humid, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 56. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana is going to be listed the number one song of the 1990s, then you know we're definitely going to play it this morning on Max FM.
Yeah.
Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, and by the looks of our text line, we have a lot of Nirvana fans in the area. You are so welcome. Best 90s song according to Esquire magazine. So, of course, then you're going to play it. I mean, we can't say those words and then not play it. It's just how it goes here on Max FM. Now, something else that makes everybody happy here on Max FM is saving money and shopping local. Head over to maxfmbigdeals.com for that. We're talking some savings up to 50% off when you're doing a little shopping. Some really great stuff over in the store, too. If you want a little history, a little ghosting, you got to check out Shelly Mordini and Baraboo Tours, a $10 certificate, only $6 right now when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. If you want to get over to Circus World for that Big Top show yet this summer, or maybe see it again, a four-pack of Circus World Museum tickets, a $92 value, $64 when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. And if you love some really delicious food, then you got to check out the Relish Tray Bistro and Catering of downtown Baraboo, a $25 certificate, $20 right now when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Really, anything that you're looking for, you're going to find. Plus, you got to check out those instant deals, especially as we get closer to the weekend. You don't wait for us with those to send you anything. They're on your phone, and you're enjoying a day out, maybe a dinner out. I mean, think about it. No cooking on a Thursday night. How awesome is that? Dinner served up for you. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Go do a little shopping and save yourself some money today. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Warm and muggy over the next few days. Sean Cables is going to tell us about that. We'll have a look at sports. And remember, yet this hour, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries. If you're celebrating or know someone who is, text us 355-9970.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Another late-inning comeback win for the Brewers as they knocked off the Cubs 3-2 on Wednesday at Wrigley. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras drove in the game winner with an RBI double in the ninth. Jacob Junis tossing three scoreless innings of relief for the victory. Brewers hoping Christian Yelich will make it back sooner rather than later. The Brewers left fielder landed on the injured list and is scheduled to see a spine specialist today, which could determine whether he needs season-ending surgery. After three straight days of work, the Packers are off today before resuming practice on Friday, another dominant day for the defense as the Packers continue to work without quarterback Jordan Love. No deal yet, but both sides are confident an agreement is coming soon. U.S. women's soccer team begins its quest for gold today against Zambia in Paris. The U.S. hasn't won gold in soccer since the 2012 London Olympics. The men off to a rocky start, blanked by France 3-0. They'll take on New Zealand on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from now right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 this afternoon. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine, 81. Warm and humid. Highs in the mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56. 99.7.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a blue. And baby, it sounds so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything if you wanted to, I can take it. Do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were made. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my yard, you know you could have been a crook. And baby, you're so smart, you know you could have been a stupid. You make my life so rich, you know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet, you know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart, you know you could have been a schoolboy. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, I can take it. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
The things you do. There is UB40, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:44 right now. And Finn, we're getting ready for Ben Bromley to join us in just a few minutes from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. He's going to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. So you definitely don't want to miss that. It's another big weekend in Baraboo. There's a lot on the calendar that we're going to go through this morning. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And then, of course, next hour, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to see Eric Michael Gillette at the Al Ringling Theater. That show is coming up on August 2nd. World-renowned talent. He was a ringmaster for Barnum & Bailey for a very long time, and then, of course, went on to have a career in TV, movies, and, of course, Broadway. And we get to see him at the Al Ringling Theater on August 2nd. Great talent, great voice, and a chance to win tickets coming up next hour. So that's some stuff that we still have going on this morning. It can't all be about Nirvana and Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? Although that was a favorite this morning. There were a lot of people very excited to hear that. So you're very welcome once again.
I can't see the text line anymore. I can't see it. I don't, ever since we've merged the text line, I can't.
One. I know we have a new one. And let me tell you, it's not everything is what it's cracked up to be. Let's put it like that. But look at us making changes. But we'll have to send you the link. But anyway, so we've had a few texts this morning. People very excited to hear some Nirvana, which is cool. Awesome. And, you know, it's funny because Smells Like Teen Spirit wasn't even, I don't think, Nirvana's best song. It was just the song that kind of put them on the map, right? I mean, that's the one that everybody got to know them by. But if you listen to any of their albums, they had some really amazing stuff that was like even way better than Smells Like Teen Spirit if you're not a Nirvana fan. They had some really great stuff.
And that was the song that broke through, though. That was the one. I remember when it first started getting airplay, and it was pretty massive.
It was kind of weird, though, because, right, it was this grunge group, and nobody had heard of them, and nobody knew what was going on, and this was a whole new sound and a whole new look, and it was way different than all the bubblegummy 1990s stuff that we had at the time, and boom, grunge was right there in your face, and then it just kind of never left, and now it's merged into, like, other genres and stuff, so I don't know. We're huge Nirvana fans in our house. Dexter has a couple of different Nirvana albums now on vinyl, so we actually listen to those throughout the day if we're just hanging around the house. And then, of course, it's one thing we can agree on in the car, too. So that's good when we have to do road trips together.
It's nice when you can agree on the music selections.
That's right. And I had a couple people ask, Heart-Shaped Box is actually Dexter's favorite Nirvana song.
That's a good one.
Time. He thinks that's probably their best. And he thinks that's probably Kurt Cobain's most... maybe intimate into his like personal thoughts when you really listen to the lyrics. That's his guess anyways. Like, I don't know, but that's kind of what it feels like when you listen to that one. Like he put it all on the line with Heart-Shaped Box. So again, Dexter, we've talked about this before. Dexter can't figure out why nobody knew that Kurt Cobain had issues happening in life. All you had to do was listen to the lyrics that he put out in music and you would have realized very, very quickly somebody needed to help Kurt Cobain. I mean, that's how Dexter always kind of reads it. But huge fan. Loves them, watches the unplugged version that they did on MTV years and years ago.
Oh, that was so good.
I think that's one of the best musical moments ever, which it truly, truly was. They were outstanding on Unplugged. Remember when MTV did real musical shows?
Real programming?
I mean, right? Yeah. Let's not reminisce about the music that we're talking about, like Nirvana. Let's just reminisce for a moment when MTV had real music programming and went with what they were actually called, music TV.
Those were the days.
We're so far removed from all of that stuff. It should be RTV for reality TV.
What was the first reality show? Was it Real World?
I think so. I think that first version of Real World was probably their first foray into reality TV. And then it just became a whole thing for them. And then eventually TRL was really the only thing they had left as far as music programming, with a few hits here and there from Kurt Loder, and then eventually it just became Road Rules and Real World, and then they'd mash the two up, and then that was pretty.
They had a few great programs, some late night programs like Alternative Nation and Headbangers Ball. Both of those were really good. I mean,
those
you could
were the good old
see
days.
So much,
good
discover
old days,
so much
Ben.
Music. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I loved Yo MTV Raps. That was always fun. Uh-huh. That was always a good one too. It was very energetic, upbeat. The good old days is what we're reminiscing about. There are people out there right now, young enough, who are like, MTV used to have music on it. Like, what are you talking about? There are people right now, by the way, listening. There's few of you, but there are there's some of you that are like, really? They used to actually play music MTV.
The 90s. But I can still put on my Doc Martens and my flannel shirt.
That's right. We can still relive those days over and over. Who cares if it's, well, actually the 90s are back, so it's actually really cool to wear the docs now, the ripped jeans and the flannel shirts once again. Yeah. Grunge,
we knew
is
it would
back,
come
people.
Back in style, didn't we?
Everything that was once popular comes back around at some point in time. Hey, we do have to take a look at our birthdays right now. If you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text text line, 355-9970. We're going to run through this list of celebrity birthdays that we have. And then, of course, Ben Bromley is going to tell us why weekends are best. But starting right here at the top of our list, Meg Donnelly is celebrating. She was Taylor Otto on American Housewife, if you remember that show. It didn't exist for very long. Is it still on? I'm not really sure they're making new episodes.
I don't think so.
At any rate, she is 24 years old today. Michael Welch, who is Mac on Z Nation. He was also Luke on Joan of Arcadia. He is celebrating his 37th birthday today. Chantel Van Santen, who played Ryan Felipe's wife Julie on Shooter, is 39 years old. Nathan Scott on One Tree Hill, better known as James Lafferty, is celebrating his 39th birthday. We have Louise Brown on the list today as well, Finn. She was the world's first test tube baby. She was born in Oldham, England. She actually has two kids of her own that were conceived naturally, in case anybody's wondering. She is 46 years old today. D.B. Woodside, who is President Wayne Palmer on 24, and an angel on Lucifer. He is celebrating his 55th birthday. Matt LeBlanc is celebrating a birthday this morning. Of course, Joey Tribbiani on Friends. He played himself on Showtime's episodes, and he was also Adam Burns on CBS's Man with a Plan. 57 years old for Matt LeBlanc today. Remember when he was just a new, fresh-faced Joey Tribbiani way back in the day? That goes back as far as when MTV played music, kids.
Exactly.
Wendy Raquel Robinson, who plays Tasha Mack on The Game. She is 57 years old today. We have Roger Clinton also celebrating, brother of Bill Clinton and the star of Biodome, Spy Hard, and Pumpkinhead 2, Blood Wings. Sounds like one of those cult classics that's just really bad, right up there with Glitter and probably Gigli. He is celebrating his 68th birthday today. We have Iman celebrating as well. Of course, David Bowie's widow. Sci-fi fans probably remember her best as the shapeshifter Marsha in Star Trek, The Undiscovered Country. She's 69. Yeah. Iman's so beautiful, though, yet even at 69 years old. Holy buckets. You could put her still on the cover of any magazine, I'm telling you. And nobody would even guess that the woman is almost 70 years old. It's
incredible. She will probably always look fantastic.
She's just
probably
beautiful. Absolutely incredible. There was a reason David Bowie was drawn to Iman. Mm-hmm. I'm drawn to Iman. I mean, let's be honest. Verdeen White, part of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Of course, some of their big hits include Shining Star, Sing a Song, September, Boogie Wonderland, and Let's Groove. He is celebrating his 73rd birthday today.
Does that mean?
We might pull out, some Earth, Wind, and Fire this morning. I'll see what I got in the library. Yeah, for sure. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to the list. Just text us. We make it super easy. 355-9970. Remember, that's also the number you're going to need in just a little bit so you can win tickets to see Eric Michael Gillette over at the Al Ringling Theater on Friday, August 2nd. So good to program it into your phone, Finn. That way you don't have to worry about dialing things. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to like type stuff in. Yeah. That takes way too much time. Yeah. Exactly. Taking a look at the forecast right now, warm and muggy now through basically the weekend. In fact, today, once we let some of this fog lifts, mostly sunny with a high near 80, down to 57 tonight, more sun and 81 tomorrow. And then as we look ahead to Saturday and Sunday, pretty much the same thing. Carbon copy, really warm and humid. We're going to see highs in the mid 80s. Right now, it is 56. It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is standing by. He's going to join us in just minutes to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. And joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is Ben Bromley. How are you today?
We are living the dream today, Maddie.
Of course, it's almost a weekend. I mean, that should make all of us excited as it is. And boy, oh boy, we have a full list of things that are happening this weekend in Baraboo as well. So I think we just need to jump right in because, of course, we've got some stuff that's going on tonight. So let's start there and I'll let you tell us what we can do this evening if we're so inclined.
All right, let's start with tonight's installment of Concerts on the Square. Tonight, 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn, we have David Hecht and the Hoodat. They'll be performing, and of course, as always, that's a free concert on the Courthouse Lawn.
Absolutely. A reminder, lawn chair, blankets, maybe a little bug spray. If you, the mosquitoes love you as much as me, definitely a lot of bug spray. And then my suggestion would be a Mary Edwards ice cream sandwich down at Concerts on the Square. Right? Exactly. So you can't go wrong. So definitely check that out. It's going to be a gorgeous night for Concerts on the Square. Now, we've got, as I said, a very full calendar. So where are we going for from sure. here? What else do we have going on?
I'll tell you
on?
What, if you want to do a little dinner before the concert on the square, or perhaps have a beverage afterward. They are doing live music tonight at Tumbled Rock nice. Brewery as well. Dandelion Delivery will be performing from 6 until 9, so you could catch all that right. before or after the concert on the square.
Who doesn't love a little adult beverage? Everybody does, especially this time of the week. Now, as we look ahead to tomorrow, this is a very busy day. So what's happening tomorrow in Baraboo?
It certainly is. All right, one of my personal favorites from the weekend calendar is taking place at the Baraboo Children's Museum.
Yes.
They're
going to
have
fun.
Fox and Branch, Kids in the Rotunda. So this is a dynamic duo, right? They're performing music, but they're also going to have a little fun with the kids, involving them to be part of the musical magic with sing-alongs. That's going to take place at 11 a.m. at the Children's Museum. And of course, that's over on the east side of town.
Yeah, absolutely. So pack up the kids, have a good time. I love that that's one of our favorite things. Here we are as age-old adults, and we're like, ooh, can we go to the Barefoot
yeah.
Children's Museum?
Can I check out of work for an hour to hang out with Fox
that's
and Branch?
Right. That's right. We all need to be kids every once in a while. It makes you feel a little bit better about things. What else do we have on the calendar happening tomorrow in Baraboo?
Well, we have our fish fry and live music at Devil's Lake. Coincidentally enough, Chris Cuter, who is the musician, was just sending me a bunch of photos from recent installments where they've had good crowds out
nice.
There. So he'll be jamming and they'll be serving fish. That's Relish Tray doing the catering. That takes place from 4:30 to 6:30 at the North Shore.
All right. And reminder that you got to have your park sticker to get in for that event
yes,
as well. So make
you
sure
do.
you can stop by the chamber, cash or check to pick that up from the chamber if you don't want to get into the line out at the park once you're there. So delicious food, great music. I mean, what more could you want on a Friday night? And then hanging out at Devil's Lake, perfect, perfect atmosphere.
Amen, sister.
Now, we've got some other things that are happening. So what else is on this calendar?
All right. So, yeah, we got a little live music Friday night. Teddy Davenport is going to perform at Balanced Rock Friday night. Meanwhile, the Traveling Suitcase will be performing at Tumbled Rock Friday night. But I think the big one is a new event put on by
yes.
Downtown Baraboo, Inc., a mocktail crawl. Folks are probably familiar with the Wine Walk and the Brouhaha. This is a similar concept, only for mocktails, which, of course, are surging in popularity.
Yes, absolutely. So super fun night. And then you also get to check out all the cool stuff that each of the stores has. So that's always a fun time when you get to, you know, sip and shop all at the same time. That's what I like to call
and
it.
It's
sip
and
shop.
And it's a luau theme.
Ooh.
Aloha.
Grass skirts and everything. And the Lays, too. Oh, that's going to be a good time in downtown Baraboo. So make sure you check all of those out. Now, as I look ahead at the Saturday calendar, boy, oh, boy, this is a little bit of everything for everybody as we get into Saturday. So what's going on Saturday?
We can't get to it all, as always, but I do want to mention the garden tour being put on by Sauk County Master Gardeners. That's going to take place at various sites. This is more in the Merrimack area,
okay.
In the Sauk Prairie area, but we do have tickets to this event available at the Visitor Center. It's going to be $10 in advance, which will save you $5, because on the day of the event, they're $15. That's just a great way to check out how other people are managing their gardens, give you some more ideas for your own.
I wish they had like gardening tips along the way because
oh,
I don't
you could probably get some.
Oh, that'd be good because I don't have a green thumb and I have a very black thumb. Things look at me that are supposed to be living and they just kind of wilt away. So I could definitely use some help in that area. But I've seen some of the photos from this event. Absolutely exquisite gardens, beautiful. So much hard work has gone into them. So definitely check that out if you are a gardener. Now, what else is on our calendar for Saturday?
We've been getting calls about this one. We have the Honoring Our Veterans yes. car show. So this is going to take place on Saturday